Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's time for second date update. Ashley is on the phone. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Juan and Ashley met at his company that he was working with a project on, with her company. They flirted whenever he was in her office, and when the project was over, he asked her out. They exchanged numbers. Juan suggested they meet up with their dogs at the dog park for the first date. But since that date, what's happened?
Since the date, I don't hear from him. Like, he doesn't ever reach out or anything. I've tried a few times to, you know, shoot him a message and see if we can maybe get together again, and the only thing he ever responds with is emojis.
Oh, my God.
Really?
That is so... I know people that
That's
do
hilarious.
That. I know people that do that. Like, you send something to them, and then they respond with, like, the tongue-out emoji, and you're like, I don't even know...
Right, like, it's not even relevant. I have no idea what it even means.
Like, it's one thing to ask a yes or no question and just send back a thumbs up, but...
It's almost like he's trying not to fully ghost her.
Almost.
We're going to get Juan on the phone, and we'll ask him a couple of questions. Ashley, hang on. Juan, are you there?
Hello, yeah.
Hi,
Hello?
Juan. This is a Gavin, Katie, and Rain. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. This is a segment that we call Second Date Update. This is where Wake Up Call listeners come to us and ask us if we can kind of help them figure out why they haven't heard from someone on their date. And actually, Ashley came to us after you guys had your dog date at the dog park, and she hasn't heard from you. So she came to us asking if she can kind of get some more information on why you even talked to her since.
Are you trying to sound like a ghost?
I'm caught off guard by you guys.
That does happen.
Talking to you guys.
That does happen.
Okay. That thing with Ashley.
Yes. So, I know our producers were a little vague when getting you on the phone, but the idea is here is that Ashley just wants to know why you haven't hit her back after your dog date.
Oh, yes. I mean, actually, she's great now. She's a great person. It's just we're at three different points in our lives, to be honest.
Which point are you at?
I'm ready to settle down. Like, I would like to be in a relationship that, you know, has hopefully a future.
Okay.
Of course. And where is she?
I learned she's not there. I learned when we were hanging out at the dog park that she is, like, dating a couple other guys at the same time. And, like... I would be added to the roster, as it were.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know that that means really... that she's not interested in a serious relationship, though. Or did she say, I'm not interested in a serious relationship?
No, she just said she was dating other people at the same time, and I didn't want to be juggled.
Is this an ego thing? Be honest.
No, not at all. I just, I've done the dating scene. I want to be with somebody or, you know, hopefully start something that has, a little bit more of a serious bent to it instead of just having, you know, dating for dating's sake.
Well, no, that is fine. It seems a bit premature to be worried about something like this on a first date. If this was somebody you were really into and you had the I want to date exclusively talk with them, yeah, and then they said, no, I want to keep dating other people, that's one thing. But this was a first date. So how do either of you guys even know?
We didn't like have that, you know, the discussion where, like, I want to go, you know, I want to be steady with you.
Right, of
but,
course.
Like she mentioned she was dating other guys, and, you know, I said, okay, we kind of moved on.
Like, that's a courtesy. Oh. A lot of people, we do a lot of these, and a lot of people don't know stuff like that.
I think she didn't even need to tell him, to be honest.
She didn't.
So,
she didn't need to tell him.
Ashley, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Ashley, you're on with Juan.
Hey, Juan.
So, Ashley, you heard our conversation with Juan. Are you dating multiple people right now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm relatively young. I'm just kind of trying to figure out exactly who and what I want. And I don't see anything wrong with, you know, dating around. And just seeing what's out there.
Now, just to clarify,
how can I ever know what I'm going to be happy with?
Now, just to clarify, we're not saying sleeping around. We're saying dating around.
Although, if
you want to do
that's
that,
her business
as long
too.
As long as you're doing it safely. Do you ever see a commercial fisherman?
Where in the hell?
Just wait.
Is this
I can't
wait. Going?
Just wait. You've watched Deadliest Catch and stuff like that, right?
Sure.
When they're out there on the seas, do they put one fishing pole out in the water and hope for the best? No. They put a ton of fishing poles out there. Now, they having sex with all those poles? No, they're not.
No.
But they have them all in the water because you never know which one's going to bite. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I, your metaphor is very clear.
It's super clear.
I know. Can I ask you one? Are you dating more than one person?
No, I'm not that type of person. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that type of person. I'm just like a guy that, like, you know, I just found myself dating one person at a time.
Except you guys aren't dating each other. You went on a date.
You two just aren't compatible. Because if this is indicated here at this point, I'll bet both roads lead to many differences down the road.
Agreed.
Yep, I think this one hit the end of the road.
Or the end of the line.
Fishing.
Rain, okay.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.